Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. This is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You got Joey D coming in hot. You got Mikey V coming in hot as well. The biggest Diego Pava fan maybe in the country.
Are you an Ohio State guy or are you a Vanderbilt guy now?
And we have fireworks.
Let me ask you something. You root for guys that aren't on your team or no?
I don't buy their jerseys. And
did I buy this jersey? Or was the jersey sent to me?
Oh.
I mean, you talk about the guy so much. He obviously sent you the jersey. That's great. I'm not opposed to him. I just, Mikey, you're an avid Ohio State guy. And
this
I
has
see
nothing
you
to do with Ohio
colors more frequently lately than I see you in the crimson red of Ohio.
It's really unbelievable.
Scarlet red, not crimson red. Crimson's sorry. Alabama. Oh. No ball, dog. No ball. Oh, you don't know ball, Joe. You don't know ball.
I thought the Scarlet Knights were the ball. Rutgers.
Yeah, scarlet and gray is Ohio State. Crimson Tide.
Why is it called the Scarlet Knights? And is that
I don't know, Joe. I'm not the charter for Rutgers, so I don't know why.
By the way, I gotta get something off my chest. I was talking to Jay yesterday. The mascots and like the names for college football, it's all ass backwards. Like Crimson Tide is an elephant. Auburn is like a screaming eagle, but they're also a tiger.
But all these things are fucking bizarre.
Their rally cry is War Eagle.
But before we come at mascots,
now, let me ask you something. Where do you get your balls? Let me ask you a question. Where do you get your balls to come in and want to change hundreds of years of tradition at these universities?
I'm just wondering.
Where do you get your balls? I just want to know where you get off coming in and wanting to change the history of all these universities. It boggles my mind.
It doesn't make sense.
Okay. All right.
A Crimson Tide is what, an elephant?
Roll Tide Roll, yeah.
I just asking the question makes no sense, and there's a lot of them. I can go through.
We come at mascots. Let's remember, Mikey V has Brute the mascot tattooed.
Brutus.
Oh, that's Brute. He's got Brutus. Brutus. Although Joey D did with jerseys, Joey D had the hockey run with jerseys where he was wearing whatever game he was going to.
It was a Celsius jersey, Bob.
The pot has always calling the kettle black. The level of hypocrisy on this podcast has reached exponential proportions.
I've never shown up on this podcast wearing a different jersey other than a Packer.
Well, Joe, that's why I am who I am, and you are who you are, pal. I'm going to wear a jersey next. In fact, I'm going to wear a jersey every episode now for the rest of football season because of you. Thank you. You've been my inspiration. Now it's going to be a football jersey every week. Cheers.
He said it was a Celsius jersey.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They set him up nice, though. They set you up nice over there.
Oh, it was tremendous.
Good box.
Red carpet.
Those boxes hit different, man. They really do.
Yeah, they do, D-man. Yeah, they absolutely do. Coming off the breezy invitational, Mikey.
We missed you, Mikey.
How was it, boys?
It's not the same without you, dude.
It was good. It was really, really good. But honestly, it was so fucking hot.
Dude, it's hot everywhere, bro. It's going to be 100 degrees in a lot of places today. It's crazy.
I was drinking a good amount. It just, sometimes when it's so hot, it just goes right through you to where you can't even get a good buzz going.
Felt like New York was pretty hot too, no? This was hotter, I'm sure, because you're south.
Oh, not
But
even
New York was
probably.
hot.
It
New York was
was hot, but this I think, because everybody was even talking. We had a guy go down. We
Yeah,
had a
I'm
guy
sure. I gotta
drop.
be
A
careful.
guy dropped, D-man.
I told everybody in my hole to stay hydrated. I brought extra
Unbelievable.
waters,
Good for you, Joe.
Unbelievable.
Extra
Why do we gotta
Havidays.
bring it to that? As if now it looks as if I'm at my hole not telling people to be
I
hydrated.
mean,
Why does that turn
the
into
safety of
that?
the participants has to be clearly the number one priority of all at hand. That's all I'm saying. I'm not, you're taking it as a shot. I'm not taking it as a shot.
But
I'm
wouldn't you take it
saying
as a shot, Mikey, as if my hole, I wasn't the
I
only one in the
you're
hole?
Joe is the king of saying something so fucking insulting and then just saying, it's not a shot. It's not a shot. He's the king of that. That's what he does.
I got to be the most misinterpreted person in the world. I
Oh,
never once.
that is the sick part is that's also true.
I
That's all.
never once said Bob didn't tell his fucking people on his hole. He's
Right.
taking it like that. I just said it was very hot, which is why I told everybody on my hole to stay
So,
hydrated. And then it gets absolutely transformed.
are you making a pretzel accusation?
Yeah, I am.
Good,
I never
good.
once said that anybody didn't do their part. I just said, yes, it was really hot. I brought extra waters on my hole. I said, make sure you stay hydrated, guys. By the way, the Havidays were flowing too, which is great. But I was just saying, like, it was a hot fucking day.
Tell you what
And
else is hot, the start of this pod. Very hot
very
start.
hot, very
Very
hot.
hot start.
That's what you get in the morning pods. That's what you get in the morning pods. Something to discuss, by the way, is the committee
Oh,
last week.
yeah, we suck, man.
God, absolutely.
I should never have taken back on my pick. I'm overthinking things way too much with these top fives.
You
Like,
know
I
what it is,
enjoyed.
though? I feel like even though the committee is spineless, and we most certainly are spineless, we're
I wouldn't say
jellyfish. Yeah, we
spineless.
are. We're
It's
spineless. We're spineless.
yeah, no, Joe,
We're
it has
spineless.
been.
But I'll say this, like we went hand up immediately on how spineless we were. It's not like we were like, well, the committee made a decision and we know how, but we legitimately said it in the podcast. We said we suck, we're terrible, we're assholes, we're spineless. I feel as though you can't really get mad at that. We just needed more solutions. Don't come to us with problems. Come to us with the solution. If you give us the solution, we'll take it into account.
Yeah, but Joseph's got his hand up. Joseph, go ahead.
Well, no, I'd just like to say this is a situation where, in fact, you as somebody who looks into a situation that you're not a part of, it's a lot easier to say, oh, these guys are terrible. Like, if you look at the government and say the government's awful, they can't do their job. When you go into the government and you try to do the job that they do, it's a lot harder than people would realize. So somebody just looking at the committee, say the committee's awful, they don't know. Once you're in the committee, it's a lot harder to handle said situations than people realize. Anybody could just say, oh, they're terrible. They're doing a terrible job.
Yeah,
I'm
but
not
Joe, I mean,
disagreeing, but like,
that analogy's wild though. This is the Brilliantly Dumb Show podcast. You're comparing us to the Supreme Court justice. I mean, that's just the, I mean,
I'm
that's.
just saying, I'm using it as an analogy,
Hey,
Michael,
Joe,
that it's a lot
misunderstood.
easier to
Mikey's
say that these
misunderstood.
He has, he has, he has,
Misunderstood. You're
yes. I'm
misinterpreted.
saying it's a lot easier for somebody to say these guys can't do it, like they're terrible at what they're doing. But if you actually are in some of these situations, it's not always easy
I don't
to
think people are
handle.
saying I don't think people are saying we're terrible at what we
Oh,
do.
they were saying it.
I
You
think
read
that
the
they're saying that
comments?
the committee, when it comes to having to make a decision on the show, when it comes to vetoing and top five rules and regulations, I think people they're not satisfied with the way we rule. And I have no issue with people voicing their opinion. In fact, we should, it's a people-driven show. Our audience is our existence. So I would like to adapt some new rules and something to satisfy that need and maybe those suggestions, but I just don't know what's going to solve the problem. People
Could
say make
we
the
go to
polls,
like,
people say make the polls anonymous. They're like, when you post the polls, just do it choice one, two, and three. And then the only people that know the list and who picked are the people that actually watch the
oh,
pod and
he's
listen to
coming
the
for that
pod.
Bobble effect.
I see what's
I'm
going
just
on. I think
I'm
I get
listing no, I'm
by the
listing
way,
the top suggestions.
which
Bob, am I
by the way,
wrong though? That
no,
suggested a lot. I'm
but
not
at the
trying to,
same time,
I'm
dude,
just.
that's not why they're upset at the committee, though. It's not has nothing
They're
to do
upset
with
because
the
we don't
polls.
rule with an iron fist. We're very
Correct.
lax.
What they're
Well,
upset
then
with.
maybe what we could do is maybe there's a fourth party in a
We
situation,
may have to phone
Jeff,
a friend, like
like a
who wants
Mike
to be a
Berger
millionaire.
or a
Yeah,
Jersey
yeah.
Jerry or a Jet,
Yeah.
and they make the final decision as an objective, non-biased part of this group.
I think what they say goes. I think Jet may be the play because you're not going to find somebody more miserable and straightforward than he is. Oh, so he will rule with a fucking iron fist. That's what I'm saying. It may
be miserable for sure. Straightforward as well. I mean, straightforward as
out for blood.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that is. By the way, with the Peking duck thing last week, in all honesty, full
great play though, really.
That was a bit like that was a bit in the sense of I wanted to Peking. I knew exactly what I was going to do there. That's why I let Joe then go because I knew
to
I
know
was
that my follies end up as Bob's fucking trip.
It was
like,
a great
masterpieces.
I'm surprised they carried that much weight for him, Joe. Because again, I was wondering if that would hit with the audience because like
it didn't hit with me in the past.
I'll put it to you this way. I again, like I said last week, I love Peking duck. I have never ordered Peking duck to go. Ever
no,
like to take out I, like delivery Chinese food delivery. I've never done
right,
that.
You got to get it there. You're
you got to get it there.
Yeah, that's understandable.
When you said that, that's what made me contemplate the pick.
I didn't mean to throw. I didn't really mean to get you off the pick. I didn't think you were going to be able to do it. And I voted against it, but then you were like, "Oh, you know, you gotta give here."
I banged myself.
But Joe went to the sweet and sour chicken, which wasn't a bad play though.
Sweet and sour pork wasn't a bad play.
People got on me about that chicken and broccoli too. Everyone was on the beef and broccoli.
Well, beef and broccoli is better if you have good.
I know what you're saying.
Dude,
beef is sometimes with Chinese restaurants. I'm a little iffish.
Mikey's had a couple number one picks that have made you kind of think that I didn't see coming. Like I'm trying to think of what the chicken and broccoli for sure made me question. Like, I was shocked at that. I was too. And then what did? I think Mikey's had a number one pick that we both were just shocked. Do you know what I'm talking about, Mikey?
I could list off like some of them, but I don't know which one specifically. I mean, listen, guys, it's you know, I get my balls broken because the following is like, you know, you're so fucking old. Like you just pick. Well, and I can't argue with that. I am older probably than most
people.
Well, you're
the same age.
Yeah, I know, Joe. It's just like, you know. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's not an incorrect statement. You're right.
No,
so like we're not that old.
Right.
Yeah, we're old, Joe.
I think so. No, we're not.
Maybe
old.
It's just like I don't know. Maybe my mentality.
We're not Gen
older...
Z, is what it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
that's just very true.
I think with Joey D, with people forget this is like how old he is because he doesn't seem like Joe could be. You could tell me Joe's 50. You could tell me Joe's 25. I would believe. I'm serious. Jeff plays a game where like he'll go over the people that are the same age as Joe, and like Joe's the same age as Al Horford. Which I think is incredible. I think of Al Horford and I think of Joe. You wouldn't think
been in the league a long time.
He's a veteran. He's a savvy.
Oh, I think ice cream. We did top five ice cream, Bob, and I picked vanilla at one. I think you were upset about that. I think you were like you were surprised with that. Maybe that was it. Because honestly, looking at the ones, there's really nothing recent.
But Joe backed you on that. There was one where me and Joe were shocked, shell shocked. At a one. I mean, the bagels, was it your first bagel play?
No, I don't think it was. I mean, I took egg everything, but I don't think I took it at one. And you guys were like, I think, you know, whatever.
We'll have to go back and circle back.
Oh, I took plane at number one for bagel. Maybe that was it.
Yeah, that's a bad pick.
I had the third pick, though. Plain is like a standard. If you're ordering bagels for a group, I feel like that's a standard.
I thought you were saying you had the first pick. If you had the first pick, maybe it's a little strange. But third pick, I don't see anything.
I will give Mikey credit for this, is that with his top fives, he does just pick his shit. He doesn't try to appeal to the masses.
No, that's, you can't. That's not
No, fun. And I applaud that because I think that's the right move. Whereas... not always the case with the rest of the parties.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural 12 flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You know what? I think I've been wiping the floor with the top five, and I just
nobody could catch
it. I just can't get the tip of the cap. I just haven't got
you're clearly
one.
In the first pot, Bob.
What do you mean tip of the cap?
Just hey, you know, you're doing good. It's either the audiences around me, and that I have the following around me.
Well, I haven't said that in a long time.
Absolutely. You were saying last week.
The bobble effect.
Last week might as well be a million years ago. I'm going to say that Bob, you're doing a tremendous job. You're running away with the top fives. I think it's the proof is in the pudding. You know what they say, Bob? First ballot Hall of Famers don't need to talk about their performances. Other people will talk about it for them. And I mean, that's what it is.
Fair.
I mean, the proof is in the pudding. The numbers don't lie. Me and Joe have some major, major souls.
What is it? Where are we at now?
Rolling Dumb Show Tracker.
It's like 13.88, I think. 13.
No, I'm ahead of you. I think I have 9.
Okay, 13.98. You could be ahead of me by 10, but this guy's like ahead by fucking 15. It's sick.
No, he's ahead by, I think it's like 4 or 5. We definitely got to get
why the fuck did you ask? The guy asked what were the
standings. I don't know exactly.
I
don't know exactly, but we got to get on a schneid, Michael.
Bob, am I wrong?
Mikey, we got
to
get on.
The guy literally asked what the standings were. I try to tell him, and he's like, "No, that's not right." No,
well, I don't know. I don't know the total. I know he's up a substantial. I don't know the total numbers.
The Brilliantly Dumb Tracker, by the way, this guy's a dog, man. This guy don't stop.
By the way, you know what's crazy? And he was there at the Breezy yesterday. It's crazy to think that Bone, who's a huge part of the show, started by doing the Brilliantly Dumb Show account. And
look at Bone now. Bone's a superstar.
He's crushing. Yeah, it's a high trajectory. Twitch.
14.98, Joe.
All right.
14.98.
We got to get on our schneid.
Off the schneid.
You know, the thing with Bone.
You get off the schneid. When you're on the schneid, it means you're not doing shit. You got to get off the schneid.
Off
the schneid.
I got to get that buzzer, Bob. I was thinking about getting a buzzer, and every time Joe does like a common phrase wrong, I just hit a buzzer and don't say anything. I was thinking about doing that.
I think that would be a great.
Joe, but I don't want to piss you off either, Joe. Like, I love you. I don't want you to get upset.
No one's getting pissed
off. All right. What would be nice? Nice addition to the show, Michael, and I think you would be the right man for the job. Giving you like a soundboard. Like, if you had a soundboard that you could play, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mike,
if you know
Mike,
how to use a soundboard, it's pretty good.
If the fan came calling, okay?
Here he goes again with the fan, bro. Fan was yesterday. A nice shout out on the fan yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was very
from
nice.
Who?
Very
from
nice.
Who?
Some guy called up talking about the Jets, and he goes, the first thing he goes, because a bunch of guys sent me the clip, he goes, first and foremost, got to shout out Bear Down Cuz Only Subs for hammering the Jets money line in the under parlay.
On the fan?
Only Subs Brotherhood. Yeah, it was very cool.
Oh,
very
Mikey, cool. Very, that's very cool. Here. That very is cool. Right up your alley.
Yeah, it is. On Sal and Sal Licata, Brandon Tierney show. Very
if
good.
If the fan came calling, would you leave the Brilliantly Dumb Show? They're like, we want you to work full time for us. You're going to
talking afternoon drive, Bob? We talking afternoon drive? Or are we talking morning show?
Well, I
certainly,
like
I'm certainly not leaving for like overnights or anything at night. That ain't never going to happen.
Would you take a morning show? Well, morning show, you'd
morning
like more
drive.
Than
like if they were like, we're going to fire Greg Giannotti and you're going to be, it's going to be Mikey and Boomer in the morning.
Yeah,
oh, man,
you're that gone. Hits, Bob. That's that okay. Hits. I won't hold it against you.
That hits. Yeah, that hits. I mean, I don't think I'd have to be gone. I could still record the pod.
No, but they're saying you got to go. Like, this is
Bob loves doing these Bob loves putting
he
out
loves
these
doing this, man. He does. He
well,
does.
I like to say,
Bob, I'm going
to
tell you this.
You know what he does?
Me,
By the way,
give
Mikey,
me a king's
no
ransom.
Question.
They'd have to give me a king's
yeah,
ransom.
That's a good answer.
They would.
I'm not holding it against
your loyalty.
No, I'm not. I'm not
I mean, I think I've proven my loyalty over in spades.
100%. I'm not questioning your loyalty by any means. All right. What if it was the two to ten slot?
No way. No chance.
Good bag though. Good bag.
No, two to ten. First of all, who puts in an 8-hour radio shift? Like
he's saying in that time period.
Morning drive would be a tough thing to say no to because that's like the driving force of New York sports fans. That's like everybody listens to the fan in the morning.
Yeah, that's
around
true.
Here. They did.
Yeah, that is true.
People are very sick around here.
But when Boomer kept talking about Perez, that was hysterical.
Yeah,
they actually had him on.
Dude, they're upset. Greg Giannotti's obsessed with Perez. like he has a man crush on Perez because the way he talks about him, it's like,
Joe,
it was a little bizarre, but. And Boomer's so cool about everything. He kind of plays the cool to Gio's like geekish kind of stat boy thing. But they talk about Bob Does Sports all the time.
What was the time where Boomer really banged Perez? Where they were like, it was a tough clip. And Perez, you know, all the power to him. He took it like a fucking champ. Perez is the best at like you when Perez gets banged, he takes it. He turns it into making it even funnier than it already is. But they were like, you know, who's this fat Perez guy or whatever? And then they all like looked him up on the show and like, man, he really is fat or something. Like it was one of the worst bang jobs I think I've ever.
Boomer didn't
well, you
know
remember
him.
You remember during the fantasy draft this year when he was like controlling the chat and he was just putting up the insults that people were flinging at him. That's the way to handle it though.
100%.
That's why I had to get on Dickie Gass about, you know, part of the business.
Part of the business, Richard.
Dickie Gass was not handling it so well.
Wow. No. I mean, you're talking about a guy whose temper, he's got a very short temper, Dickie Gass. He's got, you know, we're working on that.
There's guys who just cannot take it, but I appreciate the hell out of people that can really, really wear it. You know what I mean? Perez wears it with some of it. Joey D can wear it. You know, Joey D takes it a
Joey
lot.
Joey D's going to clap back, but he will wear it.
He'll take his clap back for sure.
But the Joey D clapbacks are so good.
Well, you could. The thing with Joey D, too, though, is you
the
can
kick rocks,
go.
Kick Rock's clapback is like a Correct. Trademark, one of my favorite clapbacks of all time because it's him. If anyone else said that, I'd be like, that's really fucking stupid. But I just picture him saying it, and it's so funny.
And I think it hits better when it comes from Twitter.
Yeah.
What I mean? The Cutsy Says account when it comes from. The thing with Joey D is you can go at it with Cutsy. Like, you can really butt heads and get into it with Cutsy. He has an ability to move on faster than anybody I've ever
seen. Yeah, you keep it moving.
But then, like, if he has, like, a bet, he'll be like, oh, he'll be like, fuck you, Bob, like, you piece of, like, oh, my God, Rodgers is doing that.
Yeah. He'll segue. He pivots very
I got quickly. ADD. That's part of the problem.
You have ADD, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure it's, I used to be when I was in high school, I went, or in college, I went and I got Ritalin. You ever take that stuff?
Yeah. Oh, it's like Adderall.
Man. When I was on Ritalin, I could write the fucking, I could rewrite the fucking manuscripts for, I was so dialed in, Michael. It was unbelievable. I could write the Summa Theologica when I was on Ritalin. It was unbelievable.
Did they have you?
Me on Ritalin, I was the better man, dude.
No, I don't think you were. Joe.
Me on Ritalin, I was a better man, dude.
Bro, I could sit down and write my...
I'm going to tweet that.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Bro. Oh, it's a tweet, Mr. Nelson.
Oh, the Ritalin.
Well, you just hone in all your focus and everything all of a sudden. Yes. It was like a tunnel vision, but I just was like dialed in.
I was a better man on Ritalin.
You should have seen me, Mikey. I could sit there for hours and just bang. No. I did my entire... All my
why,
fucking
why they the Ritalin's a strong. By the way, isn't Ritalin today's Adderall?
Dude, well, I don't even know if they make Ritalin
ago.
Anymore.
No,
I don't think they do.
I think it's like fucking Quaaludes.
I think it's they've taken it off the counter.
I was a better man on Ritalin, Mikey.
That is the quote of 2024.
Yeah, that's unreal, man.
My stomach
Bob, hurts. You never tried that stuff?
Try to look. I'll tell you this: me on Adderall is not something you want to say.
No.
Yeah,
You
it's
ever
my.
golfed on Adderall, Bob?
Yeah, I like that, but I'm talking screen time on Adderall.
Oh
My,
God. This guy's got to be like the
dude,
Terminator
probably
on this podcast.
oh, bro.
Oh
If
my
you
God.
gave me, I think if you gave me an unlimited amount of cameos where you gave me an Adderall and you had me log into that Cameo app, I think pound for pound, I would be number one in the world on quality
I mean, you're close
cameos.
now, so it's like it's not really that far off.
Well, quality and quantity would be off the fucking charts.
That'd be like giving a top-notch athlete, like giving him the juice and just watching him fucking roll.
This guy's obsessed with steroids
Yeah, the
lately, man.
shoes.
Just
Remember
talking
when
about the
he
juice every fucking. Now I have every fucking asshole in America fucking commenting on every picture of me. Mikey's on the juice. Mikey's on
I'm
the
not saying
steroids. Like,
now. I'm not saying now. I'm
dude,
saying back in the day. Mikey,
no,
I don't
dude,
think it's
am I
possible to get
Mikey?
that one picture. Your neck's like
It's
this.
possible.
He looks like Brian Bosworth, dude.
Oh, yeah.
No wonder.
Oh, the
No
boss.
wonder he's got the jersey, man. He probably.
Love
Oh
Boz,
my.
bro.
I've
I've
got to
seen.
get that picture, Bob. I think somebody has it. The one of
Oh,
him.
I
You know the
haven't.
one. Bob, you know the
Oh,
one.
I.
Mikey, you were a fucking pinnacle of
Are you
fitness.
guys, listen, I'm gonna send you, I gotta
Pinnacle.
send you guys, I'm gonna send you guys some
You were
stuff.
shredded.
What do you
I'm gonna
mean you're
send you
gonna
guys some sups. I got
juice?
some supplements. No, dude,
The
like regulars,
juice?
regular, like some protein. I
Yeah,
want you guys to try some
I'll
protein,
try.
some pre-workout, stuff
All
like that.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send some subs. You could also send the
The
juice.
pre-workout, it
I'm
gets
not
you, it gets
sending you
you.
juice,
Dude, if
Bob.
we
Bob, you're
all
going on the juice?
No, but if the Brindley Dumb Show went on steroids at the same time.
Could you
If
imagine,
we
bro?
showed
Could
up
you
week
imagine
by
Jet
week.
on steroids? How angry he would
Oh
be!
no,
He's
dude. Oh,
angry
he'd kill
now.
somebody.
Does it
Bro,
make your dick smaller, Mikey? Is that real?
I wouldn't know, Bob, because I'm
No,
not on steroids. I think it's, I believe it
shrivels up your
shrinks your
balls, Bob.
testicles, Bob. Yes, it's not the dick,
Oh,
it's the testes.
is it really?
That's
Well, Jet.
from my understanding,
Apparently,
yes.
Jet's got huge balls, so he could
Oh,
afford
is
a
that right?
yeah,
Got
huge
some big
balls.
old
That's
Jewish balls.
yeah, he said length is average, but he said his balls are just huge. Yeah, that's
He's like, you ever see that clip of that farm animal, the pig that just was swaying back and forth, and the balls are just swaying
No, it
down.
was I know,
I know what
how
he I know
Bob
you have to
knows the
get him.
one. There's
Yeah.
this hog, Michael, and the
I
balls
bet,
are
yeah, I
down to its
bet.
ankles.
Yeah.
So
Oh, it's I gotta find the video. Oh
Jets just
I
walking
gotta
around with a
find.
gigantic coin purse between his legs. He's
It's
just fucking
huge.
just loaded.
He's notorious for having huge
Yeah, I
balls.
tell you
Oh,
what,
there's
it's
a clip.
gotta be, he's
Here's
gotta
a clip. You
be,
ready?
He's, this
look at
guy.
this thing. Holy Oh, big ball pinata. Oh, big ball south
The
of the
Jetsicles.
Mississippi.
Oh, look at the testes.
Oh, the
Oh,
Jetsies.
The Jetsicles.
Yeah, dude.
Oh
Holy
my God, Big Ball Binyamin.
passion.
That is
Oh, man,
unfucking
dude.
believable. Yeah,
It would
Jet's not gonna
be.
be happy about this at all. He's gonna be pissed. And
I would be. I
I have
ricochets.
nothing, by the way, I have nothing to do with this. I don't need him on my
He
on I
takes a
don't need
lot
to
of
be on his
ricochet
bad
shots.
side.
He's been happy lately.
Yeah,
Well, that's
but
good.
you just got a
Meanwhile,
nice little baggie with the 5 hour energy. You see that?
You actually don't need
No, you see his ad on it. It was
I
value.
did, I did.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rumco, New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Side note, as I said, if we just all started juicing at the same time to watch us come on to the show week
by week. Oh my God, Mikey and I would try to kill each other.
It would be one of the funniest things.
We would be at each other's throats, I'm sure.
Mikey told Gutsy today that he doesn't know ball. I love that quote. It's always, I love when somebody.
By the way, Joe, did you see what's his name from the Jets? Sprained MCL.
Mikey?
No, Mikey's a Twitter doctor. I hate it.
Whoa. Let me give context before this gets pretzeled. So Thursday night, we're doing a live on the Only Subs Live to watch the bet. And in the third quarter, Moses for the Jets, the right tackle, gets rolled up on. But I see the way he gets hit. And like, if your knee buckles in like that, I've seen it a bunch of times. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional. But I've seen in football games, guys get hit like that. And the knee doesn't completely buckle. It just gets pushed in like that. So I said, you know what? He got up on his own power, walked off the field. I go, it's probably just an MCL sprain. I go, that's typical of what that is. It looked like the same thing with Jordan Love. Joe goes, now you're a doctor, Michael? He like went on this big thing about how like, I was like, no, bro, I just know ball. I was like,
there's so
ball.
Many people, I tweeted this before, so many people, they're calling the injury before, just let the doctors handle
it. Brain MCL, by the way, confirmed.
But
yeah, it could have been a ruptured fibula. You wouldn't have known the difference, Mikey.
There are
a broken
fibula. But the naked eye can't know exactly what.
No, you can't know exactly. My thing was like, I've seen that kind of play before. So I was just guessing as to what I believe it probably was, considering the fact that he didn't need to get carted off the field. If he got carted off the field, I would have been like, you don't know. Torn ACL, MCL.
Sometimes, though, guys can go off on their own power. Rodgers kind of hobbled off last year, and he had ruptured his Achilles.
By the way, that is true. Sometimes you don't know.
This guy looks like the best quarterback in football.
Oh, yeah, he really does.
He looks like the best quarterback in football.
Bob looked really happy. He didn't watch a second of the game the other day, but he looked really happy. We were doing it. To put it in
context. What a fucking shot that was.
Bro, the
nerve. To put it into context. We're doing a meet and greet. I'm not before I let me finish.
Well, you know what? You shouldn't have said what you said.
But Bob, I'll be honest.
Bob's gonna hear it from every fucking diehard Jet fan. Oh, Bob doesn't even watch the game.
No, I gotta be honest here though. Bob is a fan of the Jets, but if it comes to the Yankees, Bob will watch every second. He's dialed in. He's glued. It's not taking a shot. His fandom of the Yankees is so much superior to his fandom of the Jets. And maybe that's because the Jets have stunk for a long time.
You got a pennant to win, Joe.
But first off, I've told you I'm a fake Jets fan. But to say that I wasn't watching.
You're a fake Jets fan?
He's not a diehard Jets fan, Mikey.
I'll be the first to tell you. Mikey, when I was a kid, I was the biggest diehard Saints fan on the baseball. I'll be the first to say. But for Joe to
by
say
the
that,
way, Saints would have served you better. You would have had a Super Bowl around.
Well, Mikey, when they hit that Super Bowl, I was in high school. I was going nuts. I was the biggest diehard Saint.
Weren't a kid. You were a Saints fan through high school.
High school. I'm the first to say. I'm the first.
That's the old flip flop.
I'm a fake Jets fan, and then I really just started. I was a huge Aaron Brooks fan, and then I really just stuck with the Saints. But as time gone, I just ended up rooting for the Jets so much more because I hated the Giants, so I rooted for the Jets more. But I'll be the first to tell you, I'm a total fake Jets fan. But for Joe to say that, we were in the middle of a meet and greet.
Yeah,
with
I know.
Fans.
I'm not before I finished. What I was saying.
Well, but that's a classic take a shot and then say that it's not.
It wasn't a shot.
Right. Say what you want. When we have one of those meet and greets, I stay very dialed in.
Had a meet and greet. I didn't watch half the game either. I didn't see 90% of it.
Almost as dialed in as Perez stays during the meet and greets, Bob. Almost as much. tough to top That's to correct. top Perez.
But yeah, those people come out to see us, what game or not. I'm very, very now. If there was like a Yankees playoff game, it would be tough for me, but it would be the same thing. Like I would be peeking in, but I give it everything that I have.
Would you guys ever like PVR the game if you had something like that and go back and watch it after?
No. I think nowadays.
Why not? I think it's impossible.
Put your phone on air. You put your phone on airplane mode.
It's not. If you could assure me that I could get back to my TV and literally have no idea who won the game, who's winning, then yes. But there, I
you
think
put
that's
your phone on airplane mode, Bob. Nobody could send you a message.
Somebody's gonna say something. The way that people, I'll be questioning the way that people are acting towards me. If the Yankees were in the playoff and they knew I was DVR in the game, I would question the way that people were acting towards me.
What do you mean the way that people are acting towards? Like not everything is about sports. Like some people don't even follow sports.
No, I just would I would just question it. I mean, Mike, you said the same thing. You wouldn't do it
either.
Yeah,
no, I mean my fear would be, you know, I just even with the phone in airplane mode, I just feel like with today's technology, I just feel like somehow you would find out.
How though? How? I'm asking like legitimately. If the phone the phone is the one way, if you put the phone on airplane mode, you can't get messages, you can't get notifications, no one can spoil it. You go home, you turn the TV on, and you watch the game.
Joe, I think if there was a Packer game on, I think you would find it very, very
Yeah, I'm different. Obviously it's not ideal, but I'm saying if that was the difference between me being able to watch a big game or not.
I think if I could assure that I would not know the score, then yeah, I definitely would for sure. I just don't think
I mean, if I'm in a bad spot and I can't even watch the game really on the phone, I'll just like I have found that like if you find a good Twitter account where they're really updating, like not play by play, but drive by drive or something like that, I could tolerate that. Like I could do that in a pinch.
Do people do that?
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of accounts that like the reporters and these people, like they tweet out like drive by drive results and stuff, big plays, things like that. Not every down, but like enough where you're in, like you kind of get an idea of what's going on in the game, even though you can't watch it.
Back to the injury thing. The thing that I actually don't mind for the injuries there, you've kind of showed me this, Mikey, is there's the doctors that then like certified, verified
Chow.
Doctors.
The best.
Yeah. That will come out and say what they think it is. That I am okay with.
They're practicing in the field.
Yeah.
I'm giving this guy a free shout out. This guy, Pro Football Doc, who was an NFL team doctor for like 20 something years. He's got a massive Twitter account and he does live reaction to what he believes the injury will be. And he gives like halftime updates and stuff. One of the best follows if you're like, you're really into that kind of, you know.
I think you shouted him out football. Before.
He's good.
Yeah, my fantasy really team is dropping like flies.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting fucking
holy shit.
I mean, my second quarterback died week two. So
by the way, how I don't understand how I have McCaffrey. How can this guy look as if he was gonna get ready to go and be ready for week one and then not just miss like a week or two? The next thing you know, he's out
he's
for four
IR.
Games.
Yeah.
That's
it's
what's
Achilles.
Crazy to me.
I know.
Unless they kept it. You know what I mean?
I think when you get one of those soft tissue injuries, like a calf or something, and or a hamstring, and they try and play you through it and work you through it, you compensate on the other leg or the other side, and then you just that's what can cause like the Achilles or a really bad, bad injury. And I think that's what's going on with him right now.
I got so much respect.
I don't
think
he's not gonna be out for the season, though. I mean,
he's IR, though. That's 6-7 weeks.
He's got to miss at least four. Sorry, he's got to miss minimum four games. So we'll see.
It's killer. These guys that play like after the weekend, they're probably just so battered. And then
Why they got to play on a Thursday. Yeah.
I flared up my back again, just taking my bag out of the car the other day. I'm 31.
Got a cold plunge, Bobby.
Crazy. Yeah. I miss it. I haven't been gone. I've been gone for almost a month. I'm ready to go home.
So good.
You know? All right, let's hop into our buy or sell segment. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like of the week? Buy or sell, Mikey V, over to you.
I'm going to buy this week. You know, this is maybe centric to only people who, you know, have one, but I am so bought in over the last month on lawn care, man. I am so, I am so into my lawn right now. It's actually, it's so, so depressing, honestly, in a word or two, because this is like the things that as you get older, like you take pleasure
really are old, in. Mikey.
I tell you what though, Joe, my lawn has never looked better. I have the best lawn on the block right now. And I'm very confident in
there's
saying
a lot
that.
Of pride in that.
There is, dude. And I went through a whole thing and I got people to come and aerate it and seed it and fertilize it. And then they're like, listen, don't cut this lawn for 2 weeks. Do not touch it. Just leave it and water it twice a day. I've been waking up 6 o'clock in the morning, watering the front and the back lawn, and then watering again at night, half hour each time. My lawn looks like a fucking carpet. It's unfucking believable. I can't say enough about lawn care and how much it means to me right now. It's really important. So I'm buying lawn care. I'm buying lawn care and lawns in general, taking care, maintenance, having pride in your lawn. It's important.
I will say, if you have good landscaping, like if you own a house and you have good landscaping, like lawn and like plants and stuff, it definitely
makes the house pop.
Brings the house, the value, the overall, like from the just the visual of the place. It makes the aesthetics. It brings extra added value, a lot of it.
If you did a lawn, like people get enjoyment out of doing their lawns if they would never do, like you get enjoyment out of doing your lawn. What do these lawn care services charge, you think, Mikey? Like if you did like a monthly
for a cut or for treatments, because I pay for the treatments and it's not that much. It's like $250 for the whole year. But they come
For the whole year?
Yeah, yeah. And they have to do like, so they come like 6 or 7 times a year to treat it and do whatever they do when they do that. And then twice a year they aerate it, which is where they like, same thing like on a golf course where they, you know, they aerate the greens and shit like that. When they aerate it, they'll dump fertilizer and seed, and then you can't cut it for, they say, minimally 2 weeks because they want the seedlings to get in the ground and pop. And then, you know, but I mean, look at, Bob, look at this fucking lawn, dog.
It's a good looking lawn. It's a good looking lawn. Yeah.
Really excited about it.
Well, also, too, when you have the backyard that you have, when you're doing a lot of entertaining, you're going to need a good lawn.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, the better the lawn gets, the more you don't want people on the lawn. That's the problem.
Right, right. Well, it's kind of like
I got a big enough patio, you know, sit on the patio. Don't really go on the lawn.
That's like having nice furniture or something like that. You end up
kids, kids, I don't mind on the lawn because, you know, they don't weigh a lot and they're not going to disturb the blades too much. But like if you got guys like me trampling on the lawn, I don't want that because, you know, that's something that the blades can't recover.
But what are you going to be doing? What are you going to be rolling around in the lawn?
You know, these people, yeah, I mean, Bob,
sometimes it's nice to go.
You've met some of my friends. I mean, some of these guys are not small guys. I mean, you get Louie back there.
I wouldn't want Lou
on your grass. No,
I wouldn't want him on my lawn. No. That's a guy that I would. Luna Lou, by the way, backup quarterback to Joe Flacco.
That's correct. That's correct.
One of still
in Udell. Yeah, it's wild. That's very wild.
That goes, the fact that flies under the radar is one of the craziest things.
It is.
You see Luna Lou, it's one of the funniest. What a funny human being that goes. By the way, Luna Woodfire Tavern, the official sponsor of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. My buy or sell, I hate to do this because I know it's going to jinx it, and it's going to jinx it so fast, and I'm going to hate
it. You're buying the Jets, dog?
What? No, I'm a fake Jet fan. I can't buy them.
Okay.
I'm going to hate it. I'm buying the Yankees. They look so good right now. They just look so good right now.
Have been back and forth on this team all freaking year.
They're trending up though, D. They look really, really good, man. It would be, I'm telling you, man, if they make a postseason run, I'm stopping whatever I'm doing, whether it's the World Series. I want to go. I want to do the Audi Club too, and if they can. Again, me doing this, I guarantee you they drop 3 of their next 4. But God, it's really, really fun right now to be a Yankee fan.
Thank God Soto didn't get hurt the other night, and he's fine. I was very nervous because they were sending him for fucking x-rays.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't diagnose it, though.
I didn't see the injury, or I may have put my 2 cents in the ring.
I'm surprised you didn't come out with that diagnosis.
I would never diagnose a baseball injury because I don't know anything about it. But Mikey, I would give an opinion on a football injury.
Were you? My guess would be yes, but were you good at football?
Yeah, I was good.
Were you dominant?
Dominant, like to the point where like I was all state. No, but I did all conference, all division, all county. But
did you ever consider playing in college?
I was supposed to play Division II and Pace at Pace
Pace University. Yeah. I know Pace University. Yeah. When you see that picture of you with the, you see the Joey dude where he's got that eye black where he looks like fucking
oh,
like
oh yeah.
Ryan Urlacher style, just like he's got that monster eye. But Mike, if you could get the picture, I would like the fans to see that.
We'll try to find it.
So we'll have two pictures. We'll have Mikey V,
On the
Manning Jordan
juice.
DJs on
No, that's Joe. You can't keep throwing out these accusations,
I'm
Joe.
joking, you know
Oh, but you know what it is, Mikey? I've seen you defend things that aren't true and you come out firing.
What have I defended that's not true, Bob?
When you talk about the juice, you don't have that same fire when defending
I
Joey
mean, he was an absolute specimen.
He
Like
was.
it
I
was
keep trying to tell you,
I
but
would I would
my routine was outrageous, though. I didn't have
well,
a wife, I didn't have kids. I was working out 2 hours a day, seven Tupperware meals a day, supplements, protein. I mean, I was doing insane shit, man. It's a lot. It's a lot that goes
Those
into it.
Tupperware, meals, you know you mean business. If you see a guy with a
Tilapia with
gallon,
broccoli in a
oh,
Tupperware, you know how bad
when
that
a grown
is?
man's eating tilapia, you know.
It's a problem.
Isn't that a
Yeah.
that's a bottom feeder though,
Dude,
no,
it's a
Dave?
it's a
Oh,
it's a it's a it's a it's a farm it's a farm raised shit eating
swims in the
fish.
murky waters, Bob.
I haven't had a tilapia in probably 12 years, and I couldn't be happier about it. It's terrible fish. Now,
Yeah.
Chilean sea bass, on the other hand,
Oh, that's a
Mikey,
beautiful
that's a
fish.
good
That's a great
fish.
fish.
Good fish.
That's a fish of someone who's enjoying their life.
That's a good fish.
What about that macadamia encrusted snapper? Now
It was
that
mahi mahi, Bob. Get it right.
It was the
that
Mahi
Mikey, would
Mahi,
you be pissed? Last thing on, and then I will move on. Would you be pissed if we did the title like Mikey V steroid accusations for the Bronco
Bob. I
title?
mean, certainly I would be. I don't want my professional reputation tainted, Bob.
But when they tune into the show, they'll find out that you were not on steroids.
Yeah,
Yes.
but he doesn't need that.
All right.
The title of last week's show should have been Joey D tackles guy in a suit. That's what it should, the
No,
title of last week's show.
but you
It was like Welcome
recommended.
to Fight Club or whatever. I said it should have been Joey D tackles man in suit.
Oh yeah, I will say,
Because
you know.
people would have just been like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah,
People
all
are
right.
chirping me, by the way. How do you not remember that story? I swear to God, I did not remember that story. I
There's a
did
lot of
not remember that.
stories in your defense that you
There's a
have
ton of
like
stories from the restaurant. I didn't remember that one. I know the one of him slipping, the gambling, the celebrity, some of the celebrity stories. I don't remember the tackling story. I did not.
The slipping one
Yeah,
is
slipping one's good.
so good.
One's good.
By the way, those YouTube numbers, man. I mean, we see it. It really is. There's times where I'll say, "Oh, the show's just doing great," just to kind of keep the momentum going, and it's doing the same thing that it's been doing. When I say the show is doing great now, I mean we are really humming, boys, and that's
We're
a
bringing the
big
heat.
credit. Well, yeah, I was gonna say it's a big credit too to the Brilliantly Dumb Show listeners and I think the people getting it around. But yeah, I do think we're bringing the heat as well, which is.
People need to share this pod with their friends and their families. They should be saying, listen to this, watch this,
Yeah,
go,
yeah.
watch it, listen.
Yo, I don't think I would ever. Someone asked me the other day, like, would you ever start another podcast? Not a prayer in hell, in the sense of podcasts are so diluted now. Like, how many podcasts could there be
So
to where,
many,
like,
bro.
there's so many podcasts to where, like, even like saying I have a new podcast now is even tough to do. But
You
I
get
feel like,
laughed at. You get laughed at now. You're like, oh,
yeah.
you're a jerk.
Oh, there should
Like,
not be laughing. Who's doing the laughing?
no, Joe, listen to me. I'm saying, like, when someone now starts a new podcast, it's almost like it's like taboo now. It's like a joke. It's like people are like, oh, you're another jerk off with a microphone that's just going to start a podcast. I feel like that's how people view it now because it's so commonplace and watered down. Like Bob said, people are starting
We
podcasts
provide a
about fucking anything.
service. We provide a fun service where, it's entertaining. People listen to us at work. Like we're
We're
doing good
yeah, but
things.
we've
We're
been
doing
we've been
we've been
around for a
doing.
while though.
Yo,
We've been
this has been
around for
going on for
right.
5 years.
By the way, when we started this, when Bob started this, it was like people weren't even doing podcasts hardly. It was like a new thing.
Newer,
I
yes,
started
started
it
newer.
pretty early, yeah.
Yeah. But that's why it's okay, is what Bob's saying. He's
But
saying,
what if
just
somebody has
start one
a
now. It's
good
like
a good
a crowded market. You're late to the party. You know, the dance already started. You're late.
But what if somebody wants to get in and actually has good story to tell?
That's
I'm
a
not.
different, well,
Well, all right.
that's a different
Look,
story.
I encourage people to start podcasts for
I'm just not
sure.
trying to sway people from getting into this because
No,
it is
I.
fun. That
No,
I
if.
will say I did. There's not many things I enjoy as much as doing the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Really dumb show is always a good
We were
time.
talking about it the other day. Me and Joe were
Always a
talking
good
about how
time.
much we enjoy doing it. It's literally the best. But yes, it is a watered down market now, to where a lot of people sometimes will frown upon. Like, it took a lot of heat. I happen to like her. I happen to think she's pretty funny.
Oh, here we go. I
The
know. Talk to
talk to her. I,
her.
she got, if you saw her announcement, she got roasted for it. And she probably knew
She's trying to make the most of her,
that they would come.
you
I
know who
mean, it,
signed her? Your
Jake
boy.
Ball.
Your
Jake
boy.
Ball. Would be
Yeah.
my,
Well,
he's not
they
my
by the
boy.
boy, your
He's not
boy,
my
Bob.
boy.
They ain't gonna make a dime back on that investment. Let me tell you right now, that is money
Well, but you
thrown
just
into
said
the
you want,
well.
but Joe, you just said you wanted to encourage podcasts.
I'm telling people to do what they're passionate about, but these guys signed her for a shit ton of money. They're not getting money back on that. That podcast, I hope I'm wrong. I hope she does very
We'll
well.
see.
Do
That
you hope you're
podcast ain't
wrong?
gonna. Yeah, I
Yeah,
actually don't
no.
want her not to succeed, but I'm telling you what's going to happen. That podcast will be gone in a year's time.
Let
It'll
me.
be
Wow.
wiped off the face of existence. Wow.
I want to see how many people she had.
I'm sure she's got a lot because
I'm sure.
she's got a crazy backing. Like the company that's backing it is going to get her a lot of views.
Her first
Better.
episode had 1.1 million,
There you
but
go.
then it goes 1.1 million, and then 367,000 for the
That's a
next.
bad dip.
That's
That's a
bad.
bad. That's
I think
a harsh dip. That's
so many.
800,000 dip right there. That's
With that
tough.
being said, if I log on to YouTube and saw us with 367,000 views, I would be running.
I just feel like it's just a matter of getting the proper push behind it because the only reason she's got 1.1 million is because of who's backing her. That's
Yeah.
the only reason why.
No,
If it wasn't for
but we just need
no.
a good backing
Well, she
then.
went viral, but I mean, like, even to the degree, like, how
I
many
agree with
followers does
Michael.
she have? Thank you,
But
Joe. I mean, I don't know.
if
That's how I
she
feel.
it didn't get 1.1 million because Better Media had backed it,
It
and people,
helps.
well, it helps, but it's not
The
like
tie to
people.
Jake Paul, I feel like that's a big
Yes,
deal.
it definitely helps. But if she had come out with the podcast, no matter what, that first episode was going to do a crazy amount of views, no matter whether she was with Better Media or not.
Yeah.
The longevity of it, I think, is different, that they could really help longevity
They can get her
wise.
good guests. They can bring people on.
That's another thing. Right, right,
Right. But
right.
I do think if she just dropped the first podcast, it would do great. But
I still
then,
can't believe the Mets let her throw out a first pitch.
did
I mean,
they really?
I
Oh, you
gotta
didn't
tell
know
you
about
right
that? It was
now,
like a huge thing
they're letting anybody
on military dog
anyone
night of all nights.
really.
Yeah, and people were not happy. They were
Anybody and
pissed. They were
everybody
pissed.
now can throw the first pitch. It used to be a prestigious thing where it was like an esteemed opportunity where somebody could throw a pitch. Now they're letting any fucking Joe Blow. By the way, I would never turn down an opportunity if I got one, but I would be the first to say I have no business throwing a
Yeah.
first pitch at a baseball game. I'm
Right.
a nobody in that sense. It should be, I'd rather see a war veteran or somebody who served the country go up there and throw a first pitch than a girl who said she spits on the you know what.
Right. And then you got some other clowns out there throwing out first pitches, and
Oh,
I don't
man, I
know what their
know.
association
There's
is
been a
with
couple
the.
recently, Michael, that I could
Yeah,
list that are
absolutely.
absolutely not first pitch worthy.
I will say, especially like the Cubs have that history, and like throwing out a Cubs first pitch is like a really, really big one. The
Yeah.
Cubs too kind of throw out, or they'll throw out anybody to do the first
Well, you know
pitch.
what? I think the problem is like there's so many games that it's like, but
It's
the thing
true.
to me is like, all right, then maybe you don't make a big deal about the
You
first
don't need
pitch
to
every
throw a
home
first pitch
game.
every
Maybe,
game.
yeah, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. Maybe the first pitch is overrated. Maybe you should sell first pitch, Joe.
Good. You get a good
It's
sell.
a good
Go, but that
sell.
being said, go ahead, Joe. Buy or sell.
As much as I'd like to sell the first pitch, I have to buy. This is a no-brainer buyer. Shohei Ohtani. I am not a huge baseball guy. I will be the first to admit it. What this guy is doing, and it's kind of flying under the radar, and it is generational talent that we're witnessing to the point where he might be the best baseball player overall that we have ever witnessed and will witness in our time. The guy is unbelievable, and he's not even pitching this year. Next year, he's going to go back to pitching. It is unbelievable what he's doing, and it's like he seems like such a down-to-earth, humble guy. Like you want to root for him. I think it's such an unbelievable story. 50 plus home runs, 50 plus stolen bases, the first time ever in Major League history that a player's done that. And he's just unbelievable. He's unbelievable. So I gotta buy him. I think that it's a no-brainer buy.
That game, he had the other day may have been the greatest game in the history of baseball.
6-for-6, 3 home runs, 10 RBIs. Yeah.
That's the best game.
Stolen bases.
I think it's the best game.
They said he came close to his one double. It came like a few feet away from being a fourth home run as well.
Yeah, it was like it bounced off the top of the wall, I think. Yeah,
I think it's so much funny. It's so much more fun too when he – I love watching him pitch. And the fact that he's that good, I'm excited next year when he comes back and pitches. It makes it that much more.
I gotta be honest. I gotta be honest. If I'm the Dodgers, people aren't gonna like this, but I don't even know if I'd let him pitch. I really don't know, because I just because Father Time is undefeated, and this guy, like, he's so good at the plate. I just don't know if I'd want to risk it, because he's a good pitcher. He's a very good pitcher. But he's not going to win the Cy Young. He's not going to, I just don't know if the risk is worth the reward there. I don't know.
He's
as the years go by, but Babe Ruth played when guys were drinking fucking beer, smoking cigarettes, eating hot dogs before.
I agree.
So like, I don't know. I'd be a little concerned.
I think you got to let him pitch, Mikey, especially when you get into playoff games.
I mean, they're paying him a lot of money. That's a different story, too, playoffs. But,
you know,
maybe you give him extra rest every rotation. I don't know.
The thing that does bother me a lot with baseball is the way they baby these guys with pitch counts. Granted, there's so many injuries left and right, but you're getting injuries when you're babying these guys. They really baby guys in baseball.
Good to see Cole throw 9 innings yesterday.
Yeah.
That would have been, that
Yankees,
was Friday. But
Yankees Dodgers World Series.
That'd be amazing.
Oh, God.
I think the Dodgers.
That would.
I mean, MLB baseball would, I mean, that's the matchup MLB wants, because the ratings would be.
Oh,
I mean, they would be
West Coast, East Coast.
Astronomical ratings. I mean, yeah, Dodgers, you know, the old Brooklyn Dodgers now against the New York Yankees. I mean, that would be
their dream.
Yes.
I would go to that no matter what was going on.
I don't know what would draw better, that or if we got another Subway Series. I don't know what would draw better in terms of ratings, because a Subway Series Mets Yankees would also
but
be
the Dodgers
outrageous.
Is such a cherished franchise.
They are, but Subway Series, bro, I'm telling you, that would do insane numbers. Just
Dodgers,
as much, I don't know which would do better.
Dodgers fans are amazing too. Dodgers fans over Laker fans, to me, it's not close. The Dodgers fans.
Dodgers is the number one sport in LA. It's not even close. I think it was Lakers. Yo, the Latino community loves them some Los Dodgers.
Yeah, the Lakers fans, they'll show up like whenever. They won't show up at like opening tip. Dodger fans, they're in there first pitch, ready to rock. They get to see the first pitch that gets thrown out every single day, you know. All right, fellas, let's go on into our top five. Interesting top five. Mikey V, I feel like you weren't too into this top five, and I get
it. I'm into it. I just think we're going to be in no man's land very quickly.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't feel great at all going into this. I do think it's good. I think people will have a lot to say with it, and people have a lot of opinions with it. But it's going to be interesting. It's going to be tough. The committee is going to be tested right out of the gates here. We're going to be doing top five sodas in the game. Here's the question we have to ask each other, fellas. Coke and Pepsi, we're allowing.
You have to allow the different brands, because if you don't, we're going to get killed. We're going to get killed.
And the different flavors.
Yeah, so like we're okay with cherry Coke.
Yeah,
we're okay.
Yep.
It all goes.
Diet Zero, if you want to do Zero.
Okay, You got to ask the question. All right, so anything goes with this.
I think you could even get as specific. You don't have to, but I would say you could even get as specific as saying fountain versus bottle. I would say you could even, if you want to do that.
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
Committee's spineless.
No, that has nothing.
The committee.
We're not good. Now, I do agree that some sodas hit different from.
That's what I'm saying, Bob.
Yeah, but come, that makes it two. That's two.
Okay. All right.
I think, Ben, you're just getting a little crazy with it. It's good play by the committee.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to take third. I'm going to take the third pick. And then did Joey D or Mikey have second option?
I think Mikey did.
I came in second. Barely, but yeah.
Mikey, you have second option. Do you want to go second or first?
I'll go first.
And then Joey D is going to be second. Let's hammer down. Let's fire away. Go time, boys.
Yeah, give me Diet Coke with lemon. Diet Coke with a lemon. This is my number one overall pick.
Damn, I thought he was going to go Coke. I got to go Coke. I got to go Coca-Cola.
Yeah. All right, give me Sprite and give me Dr. Pepper.
DP.
I am going to go with A&W root beer as my next pick.
Okay, over to Mikey V.
Give me Cherry Coke.
That's a pretty good one.
And give me orange soda.
Damn it.
Now, what type of orange soda are we talking? Do you want to specify?
Fanta. Fanta. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's huge. I'm going to take Orange Crush.
Okay.
That is huge.
Fanta. All right.
I really don't think it's going to be that huge. Okay.
I mean, Orange Crush is better than Fanta, Michael.
Well, I guess, Joe, if you say so.
All right. Give me Mountain Dew. Give me Mountain Dew.
I hate Mountain Dew.
You know what I love is a Mountain Dew Code Red is spectacular. That used to be one of my all. I'm taking regular Mountain Dew, but God, that's close up there. Give me Mountain Dew, and then give me Pepsi.
All right, it's me now.
Yep.
Yeah. I will go with this is where it gets tough now.
Oh yeah. The deep half of this is tough.
I'll go with 7-Up.
I can't believe Joe betrayed his motherland. Give me the greatest ginger ale on the planet.
Oh, I was going to do that last.
Canada Dry ginger ale. I didn't think someone was going to take that. Not going to take it. It's the greatest ginger ale on the face of the earth.
I thought I was going to get it on the way back, man. You know, damn it.
Dude.
Oh, and damn it.
Mikey V's got another one, right?
Yeah, I do. I just need the brand. Because I forget what the good brand is of it. Yeah, I'm gonna go. You know, I was thinking about doubling back with another root beer and going mug root beer, but I'm not. I'm actually gonna throw a curveball and I'm gonna go A&W cream soda. I'm gonna
That's
go
a good
cream
one.
Soda, A&W.
A&W to me is the best root beer cream soda combo.
I agree.
Like you have Barks, you have Mug, you have all the. I think A&W pound for pound is the best in both categories. So I think that's a good pick, Michael. Fuck man, I really banged myself. I should have taken that ginger ale. All right, I am going to go with. I'll do a cherry Dr. Pepper.
Good
cherry
point.
Dr. Pepper.
You ever have the cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper?
That's
Joe?
Really good too. Yeah, I just sure think is. Sometimes when you mix too many flavors,
yeah,
kind of it's very good. But I think the first time I had cherry Dr. Pepper, I was like, holy shit!
This you know is... who's always got cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper on the gun?
Who?
Our girl Wendy.
At the soda station,
she's old.
Those new soda stations, by the way.
Oh, they're magnificent.
You can make flavors.
That's
of
a buy. That's a buy. That's
that a tremendous
machine. That fountain
soda
machine,
machine
is a buy.
That, by the way, that fountain machine with all those different sodas, whenever I would love to see somebody filling that, like how the back wiring of
I've
that.
I've seen it.
You know
it's
what
pretty
I mean?
Impressive. They had one at the Peninsula, Bob.
Just like all different bags and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, the syrup bags and then the CO2.
But is it just mayhem?
They have the tanks of the CO2, and then they have the... It's a lot going on, Bob.
When you have that many flavors, it's got to be fucking insane.
That's why I would want
to see... They have, like, strawberry Dr. Pepper. They have, like...
And not only that, Mikey, you can mix and match flavors with different things.
Yes, that's right.
It's one of the more innovative things that we've ever seen in our lifetime.
Yeah. Yep. Sometimes Wendy's has got them.
Some nice golf courses have that at the turn.
That's nice. Pretty special.
Like Hillcrest has that
at the turn. Oh, they do, Bobby boy.
Oh, it's absolutely unbelievable. I'm going to go mug root beer on my five. And thank God, because after that, I don't know. If I had to make another...
There were some that I was looking at, like, Bob, I thought you were going to go Dr. Brown's.
I was close.
Dr. Brown's is good. You know what? Stewart's makes an excellent root beer, but then...
The cactus coolers, those are good, too.
Nobody put a grape soda.
Orange Crush Grape was on the cusp. You ever have those Yaritos too? Those are really good. The Mexican drinks.
Yep. They're big at Mexican, like taco joints and like stuff.
Like they have
that.
The pineapple flavor. Those are really fucking good.
You guys ever fuck with Mr. Pibb? It's basically like a Dr. Pepper. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. It's literally like the same thing.
Yeah.
All right, Michael, let's go on and if you can, read it off.
I got Diet Coke with lemon at one. Joe's got Coke. Bob's got Sprite. Those are our first round picks. I got Cherry Coke in the second. Joe has A&W root beer. Bob has Dr. Pepper. Those are second round. Third round, I got Fanta orange soda. Joe's got Orange Crush. Bob had Mountain Dew. Fourth round, I got Canada Dry ginger ale. Joe's got 7-Up. Bob's got Pepsi. Last round, A&W cream soda. I got Joe got Cherry Dr. Pepper, and Bob got Mug root beer.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think with the sodas, I think people are so particular to what they like that as far as the sodas goes, those could really go any way possible.
Yep.
You know, Joey D, go ahead.
I do think maybe at some point, I liked what Mikey said before, the idea of not putting names associated to the lists could be an interesting play just to tamper with and see. I'm sure like... The Brilliantly Dumb Show faithful will be up in arms. I'm sure somebody will have a problem.
I think that'll be interesting, though. No, I don't think so. I think the loyal audience that listens and doesn't just look at the graphic, like the people who actually listen and watch, will be like, I know who this is. And then, you know, other people will have to be like, well, I should probably listen to see.
That's actually interesting because, you get a lot of people who just vote on the graphic and they don't watch the context.
They don't actually watch the show.
Or don't know, or they vote before they've watched the episode. I think that gets people to want to watch and hear the top five so they know who to do.
That's a committee decision. Let's do that. Bone ticket. With the top five, just throw up the list and throw up so like one, two, or three of who wins in that slot.
Let's go ABC so people do ABC. Yeah. Because ABC. If you do one, two, three, people are going to get the rounds confused. They'll be like, what the fuck is this?
ABC. Yeah.
ABC committee decision. Wow. I thought the committee.
Groundbreaking, groundbreaking.
Good day for the committee.
By the way,
bounced back.
Good day for the committee. Yeah, very absolutely. Much needed bounce back from the committee. All right, fellas, love you, appreciate you. That has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We will see you next time. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. See you next time.
Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable. No word exists to describe it. It's better than mind blowing. It's mouth blowing, bright, citrusy, and spicy. This newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.